Dinosaur Man. In sandy wastes and mining lands, deep ravines and shifting sands, along a high-cliffed riverbed, the dinosaur, who's long since dead, once stretched his monumental length and walked in all his awesome strength. But when he lived, an inland sea that now is gone most probably covered all these sandy miles. For dinosaurs were great reptiles who needed oceans to survive and keep their giant herds alive. Drumheller is a place where they were known to dwell in that past day. It's proved in pieces, bone by bone, found deep in sands and clay and stone. Children playing by the river oftentimes, in fact, discover teeth and bones of those strange creatures that they deliver to their teachers. But there's an old man who dwells back in those carved wastelands in a shack, who guards a heap of weathered bones from boys who cannot find their own. He has a stick and dog-like face that frightens thistles from the place, so nothing grows upon the ground, only the bones in one great mound. Yet boys have gone, in spite of fear, to see the scene year after year, even when their destination is other than that wild location. There is some kind of fascination that draws them through the valley floor as if entranced to Old Man's door. Some say he's simply an old-timer who came there as an early miner and, finding bones year after year, grew at his aging rather queer, until he built his shack of board and dragon-like began to hoard. But others say they can't recall that he worked in the mines at all. They think he always lived alone, gathering, heaping, counting bone, watching like a crafty lizard, lifting a staff like some sly wizard. His looks and antics in the day could scare the boldest boy away, so it's not hard to understand why few in darkness saw Old Man. To think of seeing him at night was more than most could bear of fright. But there's the time that Billy Boone, who incidentally now has grown and in his cottage lives alone, was fishing late and stumbled on the boneyard glowing in the moon. His fishing had been so exciting, the goldeye had been really biting, that Billy was surprised when he stood in darkness utterly. Instead of walking up the shore, he took a path he'd tried before that cuts off several river bends and comes out where the village ends. It's almost needless here to say that little Billy lost his way. He scrambled with his pole and catch through brush and gullies dark as pitch. He stumbled, slid, and ran in fright, for shadows grinned out of the night. As he raced headlong, full of fears, his eyes began to stream with tears. And then he got some short relief from terror and his growing grief. He hoped to find his course quite soon beneath a big orange rising moon. But scrambling over a low rise, such a scene came to his eyes, it seems the strangely glowing moon was playing tricks on Billy Boone. Around his hoard of skeletons and massive heap of hollow skulls, the old man hobbled, mumbling, chanting, as if expecting by incanting and lifting of his magic wand to make the bones he circled move. Bill thought, with only faint surprise, he'd see them walk before his eyes. Instead, the old man's dog-like snout acquired a neck and lengthened out. His strange wood wand turned to a tail, which from all fours he switched and flailed. He circled round the graveyard bones, wept tears and sighed and made great moans, but all the while he moaned and wept, the bones unmoving, silent, slept. He stood beside them, and his head seemed lifted, listening to the dead. He stood beneath the great round moon in sorrow seen by Billy Boone. Just in that instant, Billy's boot sent down some sand from underfoot. The old man waved his stick in fury and mumbled words that made Bill hurry until he crossed the Red Deer Bridge and felt safe at the village edge. He was not sure of what he'd seen, of whether it was truth or dream. But he would never once go back to have a look at Old Man's shack. And now that he is fully grown and in a cottage lives alone. Some say that Billy's not quite sane. At least he has an idle brain. For sometimes when the full moon spills its haunting beauty on the hills, he walks his cottage once around, then moans and grovels on the ground.